This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Kurt Metzger is a really smart guy and a great comic. KurtMetzgerComedy.com, Kurt Metzger on X. We're going to join some stations here in 5 minutes. This is a quick segment, but getting back to Israel, the stand down in Israel, 7+ hours, tiny country. It's admitted they did it, but Netanyahu said, investigate after the war is over. Now he says the war is going to go forever.
Well, it better, or he's in big trouble. That's why Zelensky's got to. So I don't know what the hell Zelensky's going to do. He's going to have to say, I said it on Rogan, he's going to have to say he's pregnant and it's our kid because we're back with our first wife, Israel, now.
Wow.
And our side piece is done. But that Ukraine, so that Wesley Clark saying that guy knows better. There's other stories that you could find, you might have already talked about them, where Russia had those elections and Ukraine, you know, they don't have any soldiers left. I guess under the age of 50. The average age is 50 now. Did you know that?
I think it's like 56.
It's up to 50. It was 46, and then it went to 50.
No, I think it's 56 now. So now all they can do is send
robot terror attacks. Well, no, they do like these crimes where they steal people's money and say if some girl got arrested in Russia for firebombing either a polling place or a school because some Ukrainian group stole her money and said, we'll give you back your money and more. You got to go do this.
And they've been caught blowing up journalists?
And there's the other thing. Dude. They go, oh, Ukraine wouldn't do that. You guys all bragged about how they blew up a coffee shop and killed that guy's daughter, that Putin's brain or whatever they call him.
Well, they blew her up in a car. They blew the other guy up in a coffee shop.
They wouldn't do it. They were celebrating that they do indeed do this two years ago.
Victoria Nuland said, we're about to send you some nasty surprises.
And then, so what I realize is nobody is paying attention. You know, we follow this stuff since it's been going on Jimmy's show. So then I'm like, how is it even a question? The Nord Stream pipeline. You didn't see Biden say what's going to happen. You didn't see all of them want it to happen. And they're all, Russia did something that made you all happy.
Biden said that pipeline will no longer exist.
Everybody wanted to get rid of it. But so right now it's in the mode of some people are going to be Dottie Sandusky. Remember when Jerry Sandusky got the football coach that was muscling his kids and Dottie Sandusky still believes? Well, he was just helping those boys. He was bringing them democracy. And she's just not going to see what Jerry Sandusky did. That's most of the population. And the only thing waking
up. Why would the Israeli spokesman say last week, we don't care if the whole world turns against us, including America, we're going to destroy where they've herded everybody into southern Gaza, Rafah. And there's like a wild-eyedness to it. And you're just sitting back going, why are you doing this? Because, okay,
you gotta
there's almost
Lindsey
2 million
Graham.
Muslims. You're going to kill another 100,000. Everyone's going to hate you. Like, why would you do that? Why would Israel, maybe good people did it, leak video of them missiling teenage kids walking down the street?
You think they leaked it? I'm just asking.
They said it was leaked. I don't know.
I showed a clip of Wolf Blitzer talking to the colonel who they blew up 500 people to get one guy.
Did you send the crew that clip?
Huh?
Did you send us that clip?
No.
What's the name of the clip? We'll find it.
Wolf Blitzer talking to an army colonel from Israel.
Wolf Blitzer cries about 500 dead. Maybe that'll pull it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw the clip. Just tell people about it.
So Wolf Blitzer, who worked for AIPAC. Okay, he's very pro-Israel. Wolf's not against Israel. He goes. So you just drop bombs on this refugee camp. I mean, Gaza's already a refugee camp, but so you drop bombs on this refugee camp to get this one Hamas commander, he's saying to the guy. And the guy goes, yeah, well, we didn't know there could be tunnels under there, you know. And he goes, yeah, but you just hit all those people. He goes, this is the...
Obama, we got a one-minute break, come back and join stations. We'll repeat this, but... Remember Obama used to say, I'm really good at something, Predator drones. He was the one that used drones more than anybody, and they would blow up 100 people at a wedding to get one guy.
Not to single out Israel as bad, because just so you know, America's much worse. 90% innocent civilian rate with our drone program. 90%?
By the way, they found the Blitzer clip.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, he used to be an AIPAC spokesperson. He used to be an Israeli spokesperson.
Yeah, so
before CNN, and he's even like, "You're going to blow up 500 people to kill one guy."
You know what's a better clip? The Dresden, the ambassador from Israel to UK talking about Dresden, because that's the one that really got to me.
Well, let's talk about that. Back in 60 seconds.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Kurt Metzger is our guest. He's an amazing comedian and talk show host, co-host with the mighty Jimmy Dore. And we are in the middle of the Great Awakening. We're skipping the break. Maria Z takes over in about 24 minutes. But, man, you're on fire. So just continuing here. You wanted us...
The ambassador thing? Or the?
Well, yeah. We found the one clip in the little break that you wanted of Wolf basically saying you're going to kill 500 people to kill one bad guy.
Rogan played that yesterday, but if...
So we're going to play that in a minute. But the other clip is, I remember it, is the Israeli ambassador about Dresden. Well, we killed 500,000 Germans in one city, so it's okay now.
So, okay. So Jimmy was loading that story up. So what I assumed as a naive idiot... was it's a Dresden Israeli ambassador UK. So I thought it was going to be, how dare you say this is like Dresden? We're defending ourselves. Because Dresden, as if you know anything, was a horrific crime. Yeah, hey, they're Nazis, so I guess it's okay.
But it wasn't a military city. It was a designated
place.
It was
on purpose.
Like England had four children.
Right, and we wanted to, it was mostly England's idea, of course, but we helped, obviously. And they wanted to break the civilian spirit. And it's a crime, but, you know, it's World War II. So... I thought everybody read Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five.
Slaughterhouse-Five.
Because he was there.
I knew Kurt, by the way. Great guy.
I know his daughter, Lily, his adopted
daughter. Oh, wow. I'd love to meet her.
So that's what I think the story is going to be. Like, how dare you compare this? So then the story comes on, and she's going, it sounds like the exact same reasons that, you know, the Muslims were bad. And it's kind of shocking to see it. And what blows my mind...
Well, exactly. I'm not kissy-faced. The Muslims are incredibly diverse groups of people. I don't want to kill them all. I also don't want them to come and make me adopt their religion. But just because I don't like that orthodoxy does not mean like this crazy kill the red heifer, build the third temple, blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I mean, that's worldwide war.
Yeah,
and then the same leftist NGOs are bringing all the Muslims in here.
Well, I used to very smugly do the Bill Maher, it's because of religion thing for a good few years when I wasn't very religious. I mean, I'm not religious now, but I don't think if you got rid of Islam, all the civilians in Gaza would be cool with you starving them to death if they didn't. I don't think the Quran's the thing making them upset. I think we've established now it's not a Sunni-Shia thing.
No, I mean, it's 1947. They live there. They've been pushed out. They live there for 1,000 years.
Okay. You know what Noam said to me from the cellar? Noam from the Comedy Cellar is a really good guy. I mean, just a really fair, good guy. Okay? Like, that's why I despise people who go, the Jews, Finkelstein on.
Exactly. It's like if George W. Bush is making up WMDs, it's not the Americans. Now, it's our fault for not stopping it, but it's not the Americans.
It's
George W. Bush does not represent me.
It's the same trick they use here. It's like, oh, the blacks edit this other group.
Well, it's like this crazy so-called rabbi that I think is really a comedian.
Rabbi Shmuley?
Yeah. He's on tomorrow. He's making us pay for a studio. He won't come on via Skype.
Now, what is...
And Shmuley literally goes... He goes, I've got your small penis in my hand, Alex Jones, and I'm going to destroy your white supremacist ass tomorrow. Everyone knows that watches, I'm not a white supremacist. I'm like a classical liberal. And this guy, I'm not anti-Israel. I've been totally criticized because I'm not anti-Israel. It's just, but I don't want to see Israel literally. Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interrupting Israel because I'm not Israel's enemy.
Yeah, again, not to single out Israel for their crimes, because if you look at the numbers, we're way worse.
And again, exactly. We're not defending Israel by saying that. We're saying it's so cause celeb to only attack Israel, which we should be upset about and criticizing. But also then look what the United States has done.
Well, I don't want to hear about the Uyghur plight ever again after what they did to Gaza. I don't want to hear how Putin's bat. If you want to do Dresden, okay, hey, it's our best.
You're right. America's losing its high ground.
If you want to do Dresden, and I guess it's necessary because as the great Kid Rock said, Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Yeah, and I like Kid Rock, but man, he went down from like a 90 to like a 70 in my
Bill Maher knows the same amount about this as Kid Rock. They have the same level of knowledge.
What did he say? He said kill thousands of people every time a Jew's killed.
Dude,
that's what the SS did when they were in Eastern Europe.
Who said that?
Kid Rock said.
So let me tell you something. When 9/11 happened, I promise you my attitude, and I remember like, good, let's kill 8 of them for every one of us. Because at the time, that's how I felt at the time. And I was like, yeah, we got to go to Iraq. That makes total sense. We got to break, show them, it's a clash of civilizations. You know, he's like Western culture superior. By the way, if you think.
Well, that's the PNAC document name.
What?
Clash of Civilizations. Dick Cheney said a year before 9/11, we need a Pearl Harbor event, 3,000 dead in an American city as a pretext to invade the Middle East.
Well, you know. And I'm not saying they could. I don't know for sure. I don't doubt they could plan a thing like that.
Oh, they staged 9/11.
But also, I always say, you know, vultures don't have to plan your death. They just got to circle around. So
no, exactly. Yeah. It's like Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go.
Yeah, and if everything's being run completely wrong, I'm not like so smart that I could see this and people at the top can't see it. There's a bunch of midwits between me and the top that it's their job not to see it.
Well, here's the bottom line. Let me ask you this. The whole world, Kurt, is turning against the power structure. I mean, look, it's not that I'm that good, but I sent Joe Rogan a couple years ago a clip of Bill Gates saying, yeah, 80% of the people that took my experimental shot when he was first rolling it out got sick. And they attacked Joe because I just been on his show and he played that, or he talked about it. They said he was a liar. So Joe put it out and got like 20 million views on his Instagram or more. And there was literally hundreds of thousands of comments. I spent 6-7 hours. My wife's like, what are you doing? I could find not one comment for Bill Gates. So the ratio there was the highest ratio.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Gates, it's either silence or if you're Microsoft NBC, you love him.
Well, exactly. My view on Musk is he's moving radically in the right direction of freedom. So why would I interrupt him doing something good?
Yeah, I didn't go, people go, oh, what do you think? He's your free speech hero? No. I don't care about, look.
Well, he's moving in the right direction.
Look, all these people, America, this is a big fault of how America works, is you're supposed to follow a personality and not listen to the facts and see what they do. So you know, back in 2020, so they're talking about the presidential election. Like, well, who do you like? What are they going to do? You should only pay attention to that.
And that's right. Somebody don't go off the hair.
Yeah, there's a guy. I'll tell you a guy I do like named Charleston White. That he's a. I love it. There's him with Cam Newton. And the reason I like Charleston White is because it's so easy for me to get Stockholm syndrome watching like a Ma is a snitch, and. That guy in hip hop, and then he points out a great point where he goes, you're singing about killing each other. It's not like the 90s. They literally admit to murders now, and you're mad at how I'm speaking disrespectfully to a guy that's a serial killer. Like, you can't argue.
That's right.
That's a great point. You cannot argue that.
It's like black groups worrying about the KKK that has no power, that's a joke, everyone hates, it's not killing anybody now. I'm not defending the KKK. I'm just saying they're a non-player, but then gangster rap, which we now know the CIA funded,
is like... Ice Cube knows. It's not... Dude, those groups, all the groups are fake. But if you, if you know any actual black people... we had that Scott Adams thing. Remember when Scott Adams goes, "You white people, you've got to move away from black people. It's not salvageable." And I remember I laughed at that so hard. We played that clip when Dilbert said that. Because first of all, Dilbert, you think white people weren't already doing that if they could? Why are you saying that? And another friend of mine told me he like donated to BLM and was disillusioned. I was like, what an look, stop trusting all these groups. Talk to people that you know around.
Nobody's reaching out to black people for real. Not white people. Not the ADL. They act like they do. Not black people. They all get bought up by the system. I could move because I grew up in Dallas and I know black people well. I could move into a black neighborhood, the worst area, and just through outreach and having dinner with people and caring about them and organizing them, I can have a great effect. It's not because I'm a white savior. It's because I understand the way the world works.
Well,
people aren't doing that.
Yeah, guess
of course,
what?
You just shut these people down and shove them over here and then throw them a line. Oh, we're helping you. We're going to get you reparations, which is a carrot in front of the donkey. They're not going to give you anything.
No,
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's just like, when are you going to look up and notice where the problem's coming
from? But I interrupted you. You said your black friends really backed you and you were getting
My friends are good friends. Honestly, my people that are my friends, I didn't lose like anybody that I thought was a friend. You know what? You know, people that turned on me was since I worked for Jimmy. So people that I genuinely like, that I still like them, are like, you're despicable, because they're deep in the panic mode of this whole shit, things falling apart.
Well, that's the problem. It's the other side of ignorance. Just because you were a writer for somebody years ago doesn't mean you agree with them now. So just because you're associated with them, they're mad at you because Jimmy is this puppet.
Oh, no, it wasn't Amy. It was not that. It was Annie Kindler. And, you know, I'll tell people, because I really like that guy. I always loved Andy. And so, you know, I'll try to tell. But it's
What's
really...
What's going on with Kimmel, then? I mean, he is...
I mean, Kimmel's not a... First of all, Kimmel was never a comedian. He was a guy who was next to Ben Stein on a game show, and he looked like the life of the party next to Ben Stein.
Well, he used to host The Man Show, too.
I never liked that show.
No.
I never liked it. No, I love Rogan. I love Stanhope. They came in later. And I like Alex Kroll a lot. Adam Kroll.
So you're just saying Jimmy's an empty suit.
Yes. Some people get into the business to become that. You ever watch these videos where kids are like, hey, so-and-so is an industry plant? Most of the people are industry plants. That's how the system works. It's stunning to watch people not figure out, or you watch like I wrote for a lot of award shows. Okay. So the very first time I ever wrote for an award show is when it dawned on me that it's not about anything legitimate. It's to sell ad space.
Of course.
So people get mad that someone got snubbed, and they want you to get mad because it drives engagement and this and that.
Yeah. Like the Will Smith slapping people.
Right, but I do not believe Chris Rock was in on that at all, not for a second. I think I know exactly how Chris Rock felt. I like Chris Rock a lot. I talked to him for a long time one time on the phone about, we didn't get to talk about Will Smith, but I was supposed to write jokes for him for the Oscars, and I don't know when the Oscars are, you know, because I'm straight, and a friend at the time was like, did you send him a joke about Will Smith's wife? And I go, why? She goes, because Will Smith, I didn't know that. Anyway, he's still there. That's a bad job, hosting the Oscars. If you're funny, what you need is like Billy Crystal's song and dance or bullshit. A funny comedian like Chris Rock or Ricky Gervais, that's not the place for them.
Who was the comedian that destroyed them like 7-8 years ago about the pedophilia?
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't 7 or 8 years ago, was it?
He did it again last year, but...
Yeah, and by the way, this, you know, it's funny, but Rick Gervais, I love that he did that. It's not that that was so funny, the jokes he's saying, but it was, look, any of these awards, that's why I didn't give her my awards to tell you to say, because that's like putting a sweater on a dog. Like, have all the awards. They're worthless. And then get mad that the wrong person won.
Let me show people what's important. I don't do this to brag, but because this has been in the news lately and in a top meme, I want to show this. So the interview's out there with Mike Judge. We used to hang out a lot. Then I just couldn't hang with him. The guy is a party animal. But we used to hang out a lot. I'm friends with Mike Judge. And so I'm sitting there at his house. I've known him for years. I've been shooting with him and everything. He never told the story until we're on camera. He goes, you know, right over here in my office, I've got a VHS tape of you in 1996 when I'm starting to write King of the Hill. And did you know that you're the conspiracy theorist? I think his name's Del Gribble, in the show. And I said, well, I like King of the Hill, but I don't really follow it.
I figured it was something like...
No, no, no. He said, I was watching Access TV and watching you, but then I wanted to be more of a Ragnet figure, so this is you. So what's funny is it's now full circle, as Darth Vader says, the circle is now complete. I left you when I was but a learner. Now I am the master. So he says, for radio listeners, what's this guy called, Del Gribble?
I don't remember.
So it's Del Gribble, smoking a cigarette.
You have a Native American son that your wife cheated on you to make?
Absolutely. And he doesn't know it, Redhorn or whatever.
Yeah.
So he says, get called crazy for years for saying the government is spying on us. Doesn't say I told you so when the proof is leaked. So I saw this meme again trending, and I'm not bragging. It shows the effect I had on Access TV in 1996. I just started a local radio show as a nobody, but there's Mike Judge finishing Beavis and Butthead, writing his new series, and he said, as you know, you're a major influence. You are this character. So what's crazy is that I see this meme, and I am this meme. That is crazy. But it shows no matter how little you are, you think you're little, it's having a big effect.
No, Mark Passio, I got to talk to him again, but the thing of just attention and focus on a thing and being on, there's ripples that come out of that, the same as some creep doing some evil thing that puts out bad ripples in the endomorphic field. You doing the right, just saying the truth, just do that. You just got to do that. You got to just not lie. And
what is raising is what you said is people don't realize I'm on Access TV. Major influencing King of the Hill before it's launched, and people pull up the Alex Jones Mike Judge interview. He says it. I'm not making this up.
Okay,
but it
Alex,
just shows the effect, and now it's a meme. It just
went to animation school 20 years ago. I went to Art Institute for animation, and that's when I first saw the Bohemian Grove, where you went into Bohemian Grove, and I remember a roommate showing it to me on VHS, and I was like, and Bohemian Grove looked like really lame. I didn't know anything about it, but I'm watching, I'm like, it just looks like some dumb party they do. And I wasn't impressed. So, but now, 20 years later or more, it's what I realize, and never, you know, what if they do these plays where they go, the cremation of care? Just that, with that, before you get to anything else that I'm sure they probably would do in a back room, that's a bunch of rich people doing a ceremony.
And they believe
they don't have to. They do it.
It's a voodoo ritual, like the sin eater,
right?
To take it off them, exactly. And so I didn't take it serious. So I looked at the men's faces watching it. They were like, "This was serious to them."
Right. So
I thought it was a joke too.
Yeah.
I looked around me, and they were all like having orgasms.
So the way I think now about it is so different because It almost looked mundane to me as like a stupid thing. I'm like, well, I got to go to a thing in the woods. That's part of it, sure. But the very idea that you would do a ceremony like that, like it's the Olympics or something, and it's the Olympics of not... And I thought that spiders weave no webs here. I thought that meant they're not supposed to plot anything. No, what it means is don't come for yourself and interfere with the plot we're doing.
Exactly.
And do your own plot. Jimmy got invited there. You know that, right?
Yeah, I didn't.
Jimmy got hacked on his iPhone. You know how hard that is? He had the two-factor authentication. He's on a plane. His iPhone got hacked. He has a security guy that's very hard to do. You usually have to be a government actor to be able to hack someone's whatever it's called. And Jimmy goes, God, I shouldn't have given that speech at the UN. And the guy started laughing. But Jimmy did give a speech on Zoom. He gave a speech about how we blew up the pipeline.
And what happened? We're almost out of time.
And they said the guy, and right around that time, Jimmy got invited to go to Bohemian Grove. And he was telling me all about it. And he's talking to these people. He goes, you know what Nixon said about it? You know, the famous Nixon line.
Most goddamn faggy thing you ever saw.
Yeah. They go, no, what? He said it to them. No one laughed at that. They just dead-faced him. You're not aware of that? Yeah. But the point is, things that should seem like mundane, like, oh, that's just America. The people all over the ground. That's not normal. That's... If you want to find Satanism, watch C-SPAN. They're doing it in front of your face.
Good job. Great Joe Rogan appearance. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, joined by the Aussie Cossack, Simeon Boykov today. UK, US, Britain, Ukraine behind the Crocus City Hall attack. The FSB chief, this is breaking. Very, very important information. Simeon, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Maria, to join you.
So, I mean, this is huge. Russia is officially claiming that the US, Ukraine, and Britain are responsible for the attacks. Talk to us about these developments.
Yes, that's right. The Russian head of the FSB, Russia's chief spy, Patrushev and Bortnikov, have laid the blame squarely on Ukraine, backed by the US and the UK. We know that as soon as the terrorist attack happened in Crocus City Hall in Moscow, the Western media, Western agencies were very quick to accuse ISIS of the attack. In fact, the shooting was still going on and the rescue operation was still taking place, and the West straight away immediately accused ISIS. There was a very well-organized effort through the Western media, the Western fake news, mainstream media, to point the finger at ISIS. And there is zero evidence, absolutely zero evidence, that this has anything to do with ISIS. All the evidence points towards the US-backed Ukrainian proxy. As we know, the terrorists were escaping from the building after committing the terrorist attack towards the Ukrainian border. Many high-profile Ukrainian speakers have gone on the record to actually back the terrorist attack, disgustingly. I mean, how could you condone something like that? How could you support the innocent people being killed in the shocking, tragic scenes at their shopping center in northwest Moscow? But that's exactly what the Ukrainian regime has done. Previously, the head of Ukrainian military counterintelligence, Budanov, has previously told the ABC in an interview that he wants to promote as many terror attacks in Russia as possible. And in fact, there was an Australian mercenary 2 days ago by the name of Samberg, who, whilst based in Ukraine, wearing an Australian military patch, actually said that he thinks there should be more attacks, and he's happy that these type of terror attacks are taking place against innocent civilians. So we haven't seen anything like that from ISIS.
It's really interesting, because right now the Australian government's under fire for refusing to condemn the attacks, basically. I tweeted the other day that there is not one single Western leader that has come out and said, Russia has a right to defend itself. And similarly, Russia hasn't responded by carpet bombing an entire nation indiscriminately. So, it's very, very telling that we haven't seen one major Western leader condemning these attacks. Would you agree?
Well, Australia is isolated in its lack of condemnation. In fact, it's bizarre as to why the Australian Prime Minister Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong are silent, where Germany, France, United Kingdom, the US, US State Department almost immediately condemn the attacks. And the reason why they condemn the attacks is because terrorism does not have a nationality. These type of attacks, they are not targeted at one specific country. They're targeted at humanity. This is a crime against humanity, to walk around a shopping center and to shoot people point-blank range, and the death toll has risen. The combined death and injured is already above 180, the latest figures. That the death toll is climbing. There are people being retrieved from under the rubble. Now, Australia, with its lack of condemnation, has shown that it's insensitive. It's actually shown to Australian extremists and radicals. For example, this mercenary by the name of Samberg from Australia, who's now in Ukraine, it's given people like him the carte blanche, the okay, from the government level, from a prime ministerial level, where the Prime Minister and Penny Wong are isolated. Even all of the Muslim countries immediately, they were the first to denounce a terrorist attack. You had countries like Azerbaijan and Egypt and Turkey and Middle Eastern countries were saying, this is terrible, this is wrong, this is bad. And why is the Australian government silent? The reason is because they, unfortunately, I just think Penny Wong, the foreign minister, Albanese, the prime minister, they're just not mature in terms of being leaders and diplomats. And it's a large failure on behalf of Australia. But at the same time, Maria, it's very pleasing to see how so many Australians are expressing their condemnation. Ordinary Australians, mums and dads, laying flowers and wreaths at the Russian consulate in Sydney, sending letters of condolence to the Russian government. And so the ordinary Australian knows exactly the difference between right and wrong. Unfortunately, Penny Wong and Albanese have got this wrong, and they get many things wrong. This is just another thing that they've got wrong. Whenever there's a terrorist attack against the West, against Australia, the Bali bombings, 9/11, we know that 9/11 was probably an inside job by the Americans, but nevertheless, Russia has always expressed condemnation. Russia would never intentionally hide intel of an impending terrorist attack if they knew. And this is what the Americans have done. We all know that the Americans, including the Australian embassy also in Moscow, warned that there would be a terrorist attack coming up, and days later it happened, which means they had...
Well, team, I want to pause you here. Yeah, this is such an important point. I asked the crew to prepare this headline because Spain, what's happened is one of these terrorists has said that it's through Telegram that he was recruited. And of course, Spain has now taken banning Telegram as a precautionary measure. But this posting from the eSafety Commissioner is very, very interesting. Tech companies grilled on how they are tackling terror and violent extremism. So the eSafety Commission, for anyone who doesn't know, this is Australia's Ministry of Truth. It's the first of its kind in the world. Julie Inman Grant is the head. She's a regular World Economic Forum attendee. She's worked with the White House. She's an American. And she is basically, fining Twitter when they fail to respond to her requests, even though Google failed to respond to the same request, but Twitter gets a fine. Google doesn't, because Google is part of the censorship machine. I think that's the reason. Whereas Twitter allows at least some free speech. I don't think it's a fully free speech platform. But the reason I'm bringing this up, Simeon, is because the eSafety now is asking for Telegram and other platforms to respond on how they're tackling terror and violent extremism, except the request came out on the 19th of March. So did they know that a terrorist attack was coming before it happened?
We know that they know. They've admitted knowing. They dangled that carrot in front of the Russian government. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, actually called it blackmail when they were warning Russia of a terrorist attack, but they wouldn't evaluate and give any other information as to when, where, who it was going to take place. And it's completely plausible that they need an excuse to take out the last remaining platforms where freedom of speech is allowed. A lot of people get their news from Telegram channels, and that is a thorn in the side to the government. The government is all about stopping freedom of speech. Any of the platforms on Meta and Facebook and so forth, it's, I don't use any of that. I discourage anyone still using those platforms to use them. Vote with your feet and abandon those platforms which do not allow freedom of speech. And Telegram being one of the last remaining bastions where people are able to share news, they need to discredit that any way possible to stop the truth. And what better way than to link the Telegram app, basically blame Telegram or blame freedom of speech platforms on terrorism? Of course, we know that they have nothing to do with each other. That's like saying we should ban mobile phones because mobile phones are used for terrorism. Or we should ban people sending letters to each other because a terrorist might send a letter. That's how silly this sounds, but this is what the globalists want. They are keen to crack down on the last remaining outposts of free speech. And you see now every country, every regime using the Moscow terror attack, the Crocus Hall terror attack, very cynically, by the way, they're using that to their advantage, any way they can to spin their narrative and see how it can complement their...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Is it because of the fact that you're there? And her comments were regarding the activities of Mr. Simeon Boykov. The government's position is that he should face the criminal charges that have been laid against him, which was, by the way, self-defense. He's not a member of the Consulate General's staff and does not enjoy privileges or immunities. So, you know, what are the developments on this, Simeon?
Well, Murray, you're right. I've been holed up in the consulate building in Sydney since December 2022. It's about 470 days now. And the Russian government granted me diplomatic asylum and allowed me to remain on the territory of the consulate, where I'm able to continue my work as an independent journalist operating from my own capacity. That's very important to note. The consulate doesn't interfere, the consulate general or the embassy, the ambassador. They don't instruct me or interfere with what I do, and I'm completely independent from them. Now, the Australian government is clever enough, and they've got the, you could say, surveillance capabilities to also acknowledge that. But there's no suggestion that by me remaining at the consulate, there's no suggestion of any type of foreign interference from the Australian side. Foreign Minister Penny Wong's comments were in response to a petition started by anti-Russian, pro-Ukrainian people in the community who want to see the consulate closed down, and subsequently me being handed over to the Australian police. Now, it would be an outrageous move to close the consulate to get to me, and we know that Penny Wong did respond by saying the consulate territory is inviolable, and she's acknowledging that no, the Australian government will not storm the consulate, will not close it down, will not send in the police to take on the Russian guards and the Russian security system, which is in place at the consulate. It's a very secure building, 24-hour video surveillance all around the perimeter. It's considered Russian territory. So the police cannot enter here unless the Russian government invites the police and gives them permission, just as it was with Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy when, after 6 years, the Ecuadorian government invited the British police onto the territory of the embassy and subsequently arrested him. I mean, in my position, it is a different situation because Assange was not an Ecuadorian citizen. He was lucky to get asylum with the Ecuadorians and didn't have any choice. And I just wish that Assange would have surrendered to the Russians, like Snowden did. The Russians don't give up their people. They don't give up their own. And the whole concept of Russia's special military operation is based around that ideology, that Russians will protect their own. There are millions and millions of Russians in those new regions that were formerly part of Ukraine in the south, the east, the Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporozhye, Kherson region, Crimea. These people are all part of Russia, and Russia will defend its people. And in line with that staunch Russian ideology, the Russian president, after 8 months of being in the consulate, granted me Russian citizenship by presidential decree. And now I'm a dual citizen. I'm an Australian and Russian citizen. The standoff continues. Interestingly, this week, the Australian government, including Penny Wong, including Albanese, including Peter Dutton, the opposition leader, have talked a lot about the US journalist, Wall Street journalist, Evan Gershkovich, who is currently serving time. He's been charged with espionage. He was arrested in Russia. He was apparently taking photos of a military installation, a factory of some sorts in the Russian Ural Mountains. And he's a Wall Street Journal journalist. The Australian government is demanding his release. Firstly, why don't they demand Assange's release? They should be focusing all their efforts on Assange, who's an Australian citizen. But my message to Penny Wong and to the Australian government, if you want to secure the release of Gershkovich or other prisoners held in Russian prisons, you've got the Aussie Cossack, you've got me, Simeon Boykov. Use me and offer me as a prisoner exchange solution. I'm happy to be deported from Australia and go straight to Russia. I'm happy to, you know, it's sad. I love Australia. It's a great country. It's a beautiful country. The great people live here. But unfortunately, I don't see it tenable any longer, any further, to be at large in Australia and to be in the custody of the prison system or correctives. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm limited in the Russian consulate where I've been staying for the last 470 days. I'm limited in freedom, but I'm unlimited in freedom of speech. There are no restrictions against me. And isn't that strange? Isn't that bizarre that an Australian citizen needs to enter a Russian consulate building, seek diplomatic asylum in order to be able to broadcast and speak the truth and deliver the news? And that's what kind of society we live in. And look, with these
I want to say briefly, Simeon, that you know, you and I have done many live streams in the past. We've done many interviews. You've been very fair and critical of Putin, even at times. I've seen many accusations thrown at journalists who report the truth out of a certain country because there is an anti-Russian sentiment or whatever the case may be. But I've found you to be very fair in your reporting. And of course, the Australian government can't stand that. That's why we have a Ministry of Truth. That's why we currently have the eSafety Commission going after a post of a man in British Columbia who posted about a member of the WHO that is involved in bestiality, teaching people about trans surgery or whatever. And the eSafety Commission is going after him and they want to fine X for a post that he made. This man's in British Columbia. What jurisdiction does the eSafety Commission have over there? Now, I'm bringing this up because Australia is becoming, unbelievable where free speech is concerned. We may not have fully felt the effects of it yet, but it seems that, the other governments are more supportive of free speech than Australia. But I want to ask you just in these next couple of minutes that we have, Now that Russia has come out and sort of formally said US, Britain and Ukraine behind this horrible attack, what does that mean now, Simeon?
Well, the Russian government is very clear. And if you connect all the dots of what's been said by the Russian government over the last 7 days in relation to the Crocus City Hall terrorist attack, there have been different statements made. People like Medvedev, who is part of the Russia Security Council, former president of Russia, has said there will be death for death. We will hunt down and kill any of the terrorists and any people backing them, including sponsors and supporters of terrorism, right? A few days later, the Russian FSB makes an announcement that it was the Ukrainian government. In fact, the boss of the FSB has today announced that Russia will now move to designate Ukraine as a terrorist organization, the whole of Ukraine as a terrorist organization. This is very significant. This is a major escalation if we consider the context of all of this starting in February 2022, just as a special military operation. Russia was very limited and wanted to limit and didn't want to escalate. Since 2014, Ukraine has been bombing, attacking Russian civilians in Donbass, and Russia was forced to step in to protect them. But now the kind of rhetoric we're hearing, it definitely is an escalation, and the Russian government has the full backing and mandate of the Russian people now. That's why I'm saying the terrorists who did this and the people who ordered this attack scored an own goal. You had some sections, very small minor sections, a minority in Russia who were not supportive, for example, of Russia's methods previously. Dmitry Peskov, President Putin's spokesperson from the Kremlin, confirmed yesterday that the amount of people now who are against the special operation is very small. And it's in part also thanks to this very confronting terrorist attack. When Russians see this, when mums and dads in Russia see this, they want vengeance, they want revenge, and they want protection, they want security. And if that means unleashing Russia's military potential, defense potential to hunt down and destroy terrorism and terrorists on Russia's border, don't forget, these terrorists, after they completed the attack, they escaped and they made a break straight for the Ukrainian border. What does that tell you? Vladimir Putin confirmed it, that the Ukrainians had opened a window on the border to organize their escape, and they were waiting for them there. So this is something to keep an eye on. It is tragic, and condolences to the families of the victims and to the Russian people are in order here. But without being cynical, from the point of view of analyzing what this means, this actually makes Russia so much more powerful, gives Putin so much more power inadvertently. And the people who organize this really, really should think twice. People who want more terror attacks on Russia.
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about the escalation. We're almost out of time today. Very concerned about the escalation towards World War III. It seems like the warmongers will do absolutely anything necessary to get us to that point. I predict that there will be a lot of hate stoked within the population, more turning people against each other as this situation continues to escalate. I hope we don't see a carpet bombing situation like we have in Gaza, although I can't see Russia doing that. However, if they're determined to stop any further attacks, I mean, we don't want to see any more bloodshed, but we can't have people running around killing people in shopping centres. All very interesting. Simeon Boykov, Aussie Cossack on X, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Pleasure, Maria.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me
whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.